Greetings in Jesus' name on the 17th day of November, the year of our Lord, 2020. It's currently 28 degrees here in Sanford, Maine. It's a frosty morning. But it is a terrific Tuesday, and every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. And I hope that you are rejoicing in the goodness of our great God and how He is blessing you and helping you and guiding and directing you in every facet of life. We're continuing the great project here of building a home for the glory of God. Many of you have heard this through these months of broadcasting that we sold the old farmhouse some time ago, and now we're just chipping away at this new home build. We started the second week of May, and I don't know when we'll get in, but we're just working feverishly at it and believing God that He would help us. It is kind of amazing of how the calendar happened. Because of this pandemic, which has allowed us and afforded us many opportunities to spend this time wisely for the glory of God. We are busy about the Father's business here at our ministry at Calvary Baptist Church in Sanford, Maine, and praying toward what He would have for us to do in the next church plant in the coming days. As all of you realize that there's great restraints that's been put upon us nationally, and we have to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves as we press forward. But we are pressing forward, and we're having unbelievable services, full attendance across the board. God is saving souls. Soon we'll be having a baptism, and we are excited about all of the people that have come to Christ, and we would appreciate you praying for us that more people will come to Christ very soon. The Bible declares in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13 and verse number 17, "Obey them that have the rule over you." So we have two different groups of people represented in this first phrase of this magnificent verse in the Bible. We have those that are obeying individuals because it says obey them. So we have ones that are obedient. Then obey them that have the rule over you. So we have those that are in charge. Now many believe that this is clearly speaking about pastoral authority. And this is a subject, for some reason or another, among the believers, can become touchy. It must be because there's been some tyrants that have abused the authority that God has given them as pastors. There's been those that have again, abused what God ordained for them to accomplish as being a pastor, being a leader, being one who is sets the course and says, this is the way the Lord would have for us to go. This is according to the Word of God. But because of that, many people just choose not to obey them that have the rule over you. But the Scripture says that we are to obey them. Obey them that have the rule over you. And then it says this, and submit yourselves. So this is this voluntary submitting of ourselves to the role of a pastor that is over us, being obedient to them as they are led by the Lord, as they are guided by the Scriptures, not going off on some tangent, but a man of God that is in the Word of God, leading the people of God. The Bible says, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves. And then it gives reasons why. For they watch for your souls. That's what the true pastor, the man of God, does. He watches for people's souls. He knows what's best. And people continue to do different things. They continue to go their way. But yet, the pastor is called by God to shepherd the people, and he watches for their souls. Hence, we should obey them that have the rule over us. We should submit ourselves unto them. The Bible says, as they must give an account. We want to understand that the pastor is going to one day stand before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account for the way that he has directed the church that God has entrusted him with. And it would be a joy that he might be able to do it in a proper way. Actually, the Bible verse talks about this, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable to you. Here is an unbelievable verse in the Bible. It talks about the relationship between the pastor and the people. And may God help our local churches to be just a basket of blessing, because the pastor's leading the people according to the Word of God in the fullness of the Spirit of God, and the people are lovingly submitting and obeying his leadership. May God do that in our church here and in your church wherever you're represented, and may we experience a real revival in our day. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.